60 days that you could give us something that you would be confident and actually providing to the City Council?
So thank you for acknowledging that. When I was hired on June 13th of 2018, that gave me 1 year and 2 weeks to get an entire complicated program up and running. And even just given the city's procurement rules, that is virtually impossible. So we have been working very diligently to pull rabbits out of hats to make sure that we're able to get a very savvy technology partner who has worked with campaign finance data before, who already has the infrastructure built for this program and just has to customize an application to it, so that we can get things done for the least money and as quickly as possible using city procurement rules. It has been incredibly challenging. Because that there's just no way for us to get this technology to the point where we will have the question answered of what the match rate is between the donors and the voter registration list answered, we won't have it in the next 60 days. That I hope that that is one of the only questions we don't have answered in the next 60 days. We should have answers. I don't want to say anything inaccurate right now, but we have a lot of answers already that can provide an incomplete picture of what the administrative costs will look like. And then additional answers will come in as we continue moving this toward implementation.
Yes.
I'd like to just highlight some comments that have been made, starting with Commissioner Fritz identifying this as a complex and challenging project. This is customized software. And when you're managing a software implementation, you've got time, budget, and scope. Those are the three things that you can control. We're set on the time. We have a budget. But the scope with the business requirements is what still needs to get built out. I'm worried about the time. I'm worried about having something that is functional and works in time for November 1. The devil's going to be in the details. There's a lot of work that needs to get done. If it's coming to BRFS, I just want to put my marker down about what my concerns are, because it's going to be on all of us if it doesn't work.
So could I ask you a question to that? I'm sorry to belabor this, but I'd be remiss if I didn't. What of contingency planning? What if you get 2 or 3 months down the road? Mm-hmm. What is our contingency plan? What's the plan B?
But I'll partially answer that in saying that we have the Technology Oversight Committee. They've accepted this as a project to oversee. The City Council will receive a quarterly briefing on the project and on the progress of the project. So you will see that, plus Susan and her team will reporting monthly to the Technology Oversight Committee, and also hiring an external quality assurance consultant to make sure we've got a third party looking in to make sure things are going forward.
So, Jeff, we'll get at least 2 quarterly reports from the Technology
Correct.
Oversight Committee.
Yes.
And to our newest colleague, and I'm sure you already know this, but one of the virtues of that committee is when they come in and review all the technology programs that are undergoing, they use a very simple color coding of red, green, and yellow. And what we do is focus on the yellows and the reds, and they are made up of computer technology experts. And if there are glitches, and the history has been, good intentions notwithstanding, technology often gets the better of us. Mm-hmm. And we've all in our bureaus had challenges with technology. The Oversight Committee gives us a real-time guidance and check-in if there's a problem.
So Plan B is going to be a manual process. I don't know what that looks like. I would look to Susan to help flesh that out, but that's what it would end up being if we don't have a workable technology. And the $125,000, so there's a $5,000 grant that's not coming to council because it's not over $5,000. That has not yet been executed, but it's close to being executed. Then there's a $125,000 contract that will come to you, but it hasn't yet come to you. I think the idea of the grant was to give some ability for HAC to get started even before the contract comes to you for approval, but the contract has to get written. So in my mind, it comes down to the business requirements and what direction and what detail is HAC being given to get started and do their work so that when the contract is completed, they're not having to do a 180 and go differently than where we set them off in the first place.
Jennifer, whose responsibility is it? And I feel reasonably good about this program and the direction and the work that's been done so far, but I also believe you need a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Whose responsibility is it to create the plan B?
It's my responsibility.
Okay, and is that something you are actively working on?
I am working on that, and Jennifer Cooperman was correct that if there's no technology up and running, it would be a fully manual process. If we have technology that is partially functioning, then it would be a partially manual process. And how much of it is manual? If we had to go to a manual process, that would be a significant number of seasonal staff that are helping us process all of everything by paper. The voter and elections program was processed entirely by paper. We are hoping not to have to do that. But there would be a budget request coming in if the technology was not running and we were running a significant amount of that program or all of it manually.
And just to state the obvious, we need that information sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Because there may not be a bump this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at some of the, I'm not making any news because I haven't seen the forecast, but mm-hmm. I think we all know what's going on with regard to revenues.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Commissioner Hardesty. Good. Anything else? Very good. Thank you for your hard work on this. We appreciate it. Thanks for answering our questions. Carla, please call the roll on the ordinances amended, please.
Fritz? Thank you, colleagues. This has been a really helpful discussion, and I appreciate everybody being committed to getting this program right. Thank you, Susan Matei and Anna Paisior, and to Tim Crail and Christine Nevis on my staff. I'm going to read the list of the coalition members who have been helping to push this and guide us from the community, because I think it's important for everybody to know what kind of community engagement is going on. The Alliance for Democracy, APANO, Basic Rights Oregon, Bernie PDX, Bus Project, Coalition of Communities of Color, Color PAC, Common Cause, Communication Workers of America Local, that's not the right number in here, ENLACE, Every Voice, Latino Network, League of Women Voters, Main Street Alliance, Move to Amend Portland, NAACP, Portland Branch, OPAL Environmental Justice, Oregon Education Association, Oregon League of Conservation Voters, Oregon Student Association, excuse me, Oregon Walks, Osberg, Picoon, Portland Forward, Representers Portland, St. Michael's Church Social Justice Group, Sierra Club, SEIU State Council, UFCW Local 555, Unite Oregon, and the Working Families Party. So there's a lot of community engagement on this. There's a lot of guidance. Each one of these partners was reached out to in terms of suggesting people to apply for the commission. And we, the city government, this is a test of can we all work together. And so I really appreciate the Chief Financial Officer, the Chief Technology Officer, and the whole of the Office of Management and Finance, your partnership, Mayor, with Tom Reinhart in the Chief Administrative Office position. It's on all of us to respond to community and make sure that this program works as the council directed. I want to also thank the procurement services and the city attorney's office who have been really helpful in figuring out the contracts and the nuts and bolts. And this is just a key part of our democracy. It's so important, and I appreciate everybody who came out in December of 2016 to help get it passed, and I especially appreciate those of my colleagues who didn't support it before, who are now knuckling down and shoulder to the cart, or wherever the acronym, whatever the thing is. We're all pushing together to make sure that we collectively can deliver this program. And so thank you very much. I'm very proud to vote aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, thank you for bringing these amendments forward, and thank you for structuring a hearing that I thought was very informative. And I appreciate on some of the concerns that I had hearing directly from the director from Jeff Baer and from our CFO. And I appreciate that in the next, say, 60 days or in a reasonable period of time, we'll get some follow-up. Obviously, the more clarity we have about some of these issues, the more likely it is the public will have confidence in this program. I have been on the council long enough. I was reminded this morning that I used to be the most junior member of the council. And as of today, I'm the most senior member of the council. And one of the things that I've learned over the 10 years is to bring a certain level of humility to all new technology projects. And I appreciate the director saying that, you know, she's reasonably confident and she's going about it with her eyes open and we're hopeful. The reason Commissioner Saltzman put together the Technology Oversight Committee, which a number of us supported years ago, was that these technology programs have this habit of moving sideways on us, and then technology changes and vendors change and they get more complicated and more complicated, and then there are bad actors out there that hack into our systems and want to get the data. So I would just say that having seen a lot of well-intentioned technology programs go south, I applaud you for your optimism. I also think that the mayor's question was spot on about what's your plan B, because your plan B may need to be a serious interim plan until technology issues get worked out. This is a complicated area. And anyway, I this hearing has been helpful to me in understanding some of the challenges we face going forward more clearly, and so I appreciate it, and I'm pleased to support the amendments. Aye.
Hardesty.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your consistent leadership in moving this issue forward. It's wonderful to be on this side of the desk, because otherwise I would have been on that side today testifying in support of this measure. This is a vision about who we want to be as a city, and it's a vision about who has the privilege of serving on this council. And I look forward to us working hard and diligently to make sure that this is implemented in a way that we, the city council members, can be proud that we were leaders in this effort, and that the community will be proud that they have another way to serve in public office here. I can tell you that as someone who just recently went through a brutal election, that small donors are not only possible, but it's the democratic way. It is the way to ensure that as many voices as possible are included in this process. And so I wholeheartedly vote aye.
You Daly.
Before I get to my remarks, I just want to address something that's come up a few times today, and that is that I am the newly appointed president of the council.
Congratulations on that.
Hey. Yeah, thanks. I want to assure you this.
The mayor shifted his support to you at the very end of the
yes.
process.
This is not a special accolade nor an earned privilege. It is a responsibility that it rotates every 6 months. It is simply my turn to be president of the council and stand in for the mayor when he is unavailable. But you may continue to call me President Udaly, although I have to admit it makes me a little sick to my stomach to hear that. Number two, I just want to note my short history with open and accountable elections and express my unwavering support for it. I inherited it with one of the bureaus that was assigned to me by Mayor Wheeler. It didn't come with any funding because it had been passed towards the end of 2016. We diligently tried to find a home for it at both the auditor's office and Multnomah County elections. There were many, many conversations. I did my best to sweet talk both of those entities, and I had no bites. And it was late in 2017 that we asked if Commissioner Fritz would want to take back the project, and she said yes. And so we did lose some invaluable time, but I am very hopeful that we'll be able to to move forward successfully with it. Our electoral system was not designed to welcome or include regular working people. Portland City Council in particular has been the province of affluent white men for most of its existence. In over 100 years, only 9 women and 3 people of color have been elected to city council. And Commissioner Hardesty here has bumped those two meager numbers up, both of those two meager numbers up, as the first woman of color to sit on city council. In addition to racial and gender inequity, we've also seen political power concentrated in a very small area of our city. Commissioner Hardesty is only the second sitting commissioner to live in East Portland. For 2 years, I was the only commissioner living on the east side of Portland. There is a point to all of this, I assure you. Portland voters have made it clear that they want election reform at the county and at the city level, and they want a council that's more representative of our city, which is roughly half women and around a third people of color, and there are certainly other demographics that deserve to be included and heard, and I hope in future elections we'll see more of those candidates step forward. There's also growing interest in changing our form of city government to districted form, and open and accountable elections is a vital step forward, whether we change our form of city government or not, to evening the leveling. I just made up another word. That's just something I do up here every once in a while. Leveling the playing field. Commissioner Hardesty, Commissioner Fritz, and I may each look like exceptions to the rule because we're all women and we didn't necessarily come from the most conventional backgrounds for politicians, but I want to acknowledge we each had kind of unique resources and qualifications and community connections that I think helped us get in these seats, and not everyone has that, and that shouldn't be necessary in order to win a seat on city council. So, first and foremost, thank you to Commissioner Fritz and her team for taking on the responsibility for doing the hard work to get this program up and running. I'm looking forward to helping make that happen. I support allocating more resources to the program, given that it was not fully funded in the 18-19 budget year. I support having a work session this spring to help us settle outstanding funding and responsibility issues. And I do want to just express an ongoing concern, which is where this will ultimately live. The reason we were looking for a home for it is that I want to use open and accountable funding for my next election. Therefore, I cannot have that sitting in my office. It's a conflict of interest. So I think that the program may need to continue to be assigned to a commissioner's office through the first election cycle to help it overcome unforeseen obstacles and navigate difficult political questions. I'm concerned about the program or city staff. I'm concerned about the success of the program and city staff's success with it if it's assigned to them before it's a fully fleshed out and stable program. I vote aye.
Wheeler?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Commissioner Hardesty. You've made it through your first day. I mean, this is fantastic, and what a great
Almost.
Day it's been. And
did you care to grade the council based on your first day? No.
Incomplete, Nick, incomplete. But the that's a joke, by the way, that's funny to nobody except me. But the first of all, okay, one other. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
it. This was a great hearing, and I'm just doing a little bit of a pop up here. It's actually great to have this level of deliberation as a council when we have both the luxury of time and the ability to hear testimony and have a conversation. Where we can really get into the brass tacks and talk about something of purpose and of meaning. First of all, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz. When we first started talking about this two-ish plus maybe even 3 years ago when we started talking about this. I have many, many questions about this and what its future would be, and you made a lot of representations and assurances about what your process would be and what the product would ultimately look like. And I just want to say for the record, you have lived up to that commitment to a T. So I want to personally thank you for that. Second of all, Commissioner Udaly, I'll just second what you said. I know that you worked tirelessly to try and find the best independent home for this project so there would not even be the appearance of conflict of interest. And I just want to acknowledge that I believe you did everything you possibly could and then some to ensure that that would happen. I will confess I still have questions about this program, not about whether we should do it, not about whether it is the right path, not about whether it espouses the right values. I just have questions about implementation of this program, and I think this council is going to need to continue to be very, very diligent. We heard testimony from our professional staff, number one, describing this as a completely new technology. If that doesn't raise the hair on the back of your neck, nothing will. That requires additional diligence, and I believe Commissioner Fritz and Susan and others have taken steps to make sure that we have adequate oversight, that we have independent expert, experienced eyes on this project to help guide us and make sure that the project doesn't go sideways. Second of all, we heard concerns expressed by the Chief Financial Officer with regard to the timeline. I share those concerns. Just knowing how things tend to work in when you have multiple bureaus and community engagement and a lot of outside contractual relationships, I just want to say for the record, I share that concern, and I hope that we stay on top of this to make sure that we are adhering to a very, very unforgiving timeline. And last but not least, of course, concerns about the budget. And I appreciated Susan's frank responses, and I appreciate that you are going to continue to be on top of this and that the council will continue to get that information, that you will continue to work on contingency plans that are hopefully never used. There's an old saying that I adhere to, which is planning is everything, plans are nothing. I hope the contingency plan stays on the shelf, but I think we'd be foolish not to have a contingency plan in place and ready to go if necessary. And finally, my concerns are significantly allayed knowing that Commissioner Fritz and professional staff are prepared and willing to have a work session, that we will get regular reports from the Technology Oversight Committee to make sure that things are on track, that we'll keep communicating with each other as a council on this important issue and make sure that it happens. Now, last but not least, because Commissioner Udaly left me this opening, while I agree with you that campaign finance has been, on the whole, a negative influence over the democratic process, I also believe that the charter creates significant impediments to representation and participation. So I would take up the calling that you put on the table and say both of these things need to happen. We need to address the question of money in politics, and we need to address the question of representation in the city of Portland. And it is high time we have that conversation. Personally, I believe our charter is a relic. We are a growing, dynamic, diversifying, increasingly complex community, and we should at least ask the question, do we have the right form of government? Other cities that had this form of government have already addressed that question by moving on to what I believe are more modern forms of government, but that is for another day. Commissioner Fish, yes, sir, would.
My understanding, because this is a conversation that I heard a lot in my campaign, is that it is likely that the city will launch a charter review process in 2020 or 2021 in which we appoint people to a commission that then has the unfettered discretion to put on the ballot some change. I too have very strong opinions on this subject that are probably at variance with a couple of my colleagues. But just so that people understand, hearing us talk about this, there will be a formal process, and it will likely be the charter review process in 2021, when the public will have a chance to weigh in. Is that your understanding?
That is my understanding. Okay. Yeah, thank you for the point, Commissioner Fish. So without further ado, I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you, everybody. And believe it or not, we are adjourned.
This is like the short point when we do our check-in.
Oh.
I'm going to share with you.